Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Casey Steinberg, who is from Old Friends Farm in Amherst, but is also a board member of CESA.
That's right. Full disclosure, right, Monty?
Yeah, full disclosure, shameless plugging. At Old Friends, are you the pioneers of ginger in the Pioneer Valley?
That would be a nice tag, but I don't know if...
Other people might have been doing it first?
I'm sure other people were doing it first on the East Coast. I think in the Pioneer Valley, we could probably stake that claim.
Yeah.
T-shirts. You need some T-shirts saying that.
Pioneers of ginger in the Pioneer Valley. I was always more of a Marianne guy, but I like ginger too. Ginger is not a crop that I think of when I think of New England. Is it the ginger that we know and love that is next to our wasabi on our sushi plates, or is it a special New England blend of seed that creates the ginger, or what is it?
It's the same seed. The ginger we grow is mostly Hawaiian ginger.
You see, you wouldn't think Hawaiian ginger would grow here.
No, but there's actually Hawaiis all over the Northeast, and everyone has seen greenhouses all over the valley. And in the middle of summer, it's hot in those greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
And you step in there, it's like, you know, minus the sounds of the surf, you're in Hawaii.
Yeah, so you can do it, but it's all greenhouse. You could never grow the ginger outside anywhere.
No, you could grow it outside. You would probably not see the same yield. And these greenhouses that we grow them in, they're not heated. You know, we're not using additional fossil fuel to do it.
So how did you end up with ginger?
Well, we love this stuff. It's
yeah.
an amazing crop. It's beautiful. It's something that we saw as not available, certainly at our current markets and not really anywhere on the East Coast. Anytime you see ginger in the supermarkets, it's from Ecuador, it's from Peru, it's from mm-hmm. Hawaii. There's a lot of food miles on those pounds.
Oh, yeah. But ginger is so delicious that it's like it's great that you can get it locally now. And you've got this ginger syrup that you've given me.
Yeah, so the ginger syrup is made from our ginger.
Good.
Yeah, it's potent stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Careful.
I'm going to take a swig.
It's got some kick.
Oh, man. I feel like if I were sick, I would immediately be healed.
Yeah, it's magical stuff. The ginger syrup, that's something that we make up at the Franklin County CDC in Greenfield,
yeah,
which is an awesome resource, and have sort of perfected this recipe of ginger syrup as a way to extend the season and the ways that you can eat ginger locally.
As opposed to just gingerbread men, which is the way most people begin to consume ginger.
I mean, gingerbread, they're just crummy.
It does say on this, you can add pizzazz to your pancakes, creativity to your cocktails, snazz to your seltzer, desire to your dessert, tingle to your tea. It's really an additive. You wouldn't drink it just like I usually do.
I mean, you can, and you did. You seem to be all right.
Is the fresh ginger going out to places around here too, though?
Yeah, the fresh ginger goes to our farmers markets. It goes to other local producers. Real Pickles uses a ton of our ginger. Bart's Ice Cream uses our ginger.
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And the Artisanal Brewing Collaborative, what are they called?
ABC.
That's it, yeah.
ABC uses our ginger in their local libation.
Nice.
And so it's pretty awesome to see a crop that was not even available in the region all of a sudden being used locally, pretty widespread.
You know, Casey, I've known you for a while because you are on the board of CESA. One thing I've always respected about you and Missy is that you're both able to say yes to things that seem strategic for the farm business, and sometimes you say no. So can you share a little bit about what happens on a farm in, you know, November time, and how do you make sure 12 months of the year for years and years you can stay doing this?
A lot of folks talk about this time of year as the time of year when you put the farm to bed. You know, you think about going to bed, what are you doing? You're climbing into a warm, cozy, safe space to refresh yourself, to rest, to rejuvenate.
And this is also the time the farm has sex. I'm taking the metaphor too far. Continue.
Yeah, so putting the farm to bed basically means the same thing. We are getting the farm to a state where it's safe, where it's resting in a state that it's going to wake up refreshed and ready for the next season. We have energy for the next season. We have excitement for the next season.
For both the farm, like the land, and yourself.
For the land, ourselves, our crew. You know, we want to grow vegetables, of course, but we also want to grow farmers. We want to grow ourselves. We want to grow ourselves in areas that aren't farmers. You know, we want farmers for life, so we don't want to burn ourselves out. So we're really adamant about, you know, a work week is 40 hours. Our crew works 7:30 to 4:30. They go home at 4:30. If they have an appointment or a yoga class at 5 o'clock, they'll make it. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want them to have to wonder, can I make these plans? Like, yes, make the plans, feed your soul, feed yourself, come back, work on the farm, be present.
I need to learn a little bit more about that. Come work on your farm. But I mean, the other thing that you've now done is not just a farmer. You are on the board of CESA, though, and being on a board, they don't call it board for nothing. Why is this something that was so important to you as a farmer to be a part of? Community involved in sustaining agriculture was what CESA stands for.
I think being on a board is really about giving and contributing. you can say, well, I run a farm in the valley and therefore I'm giving back.
Yeah, I've done my time.
Yeah, but I don't actually think that that's true. I mean, I'm certainly giving the farm maybe more than I should, but it's a different kind of giving to give back to the grander community.
And what's interesting is on the by our bylaws, CESA has to have 1/3 of the board members be farmers.
Uh-huh.
We make sure it's a range and diversity of farmers. So everyone on the board who is a farmer is not a dairy farmer. But
right.
We do have a dairy farmer. We do have people growing produce. We do have people connected to a college. Farmer input is so important, and we want to hear from different kinds of farms.
And I think as a farmer, as a member of the community, it's pretty important for me to be involved and in touch with folks who are on the board, or they represent everybody who supports all of us farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in the loop.
Casey Steinberg, your partner in the farm, is Missy Barrett, not the farmer and the farmer's wife. What's the story behind that?
No, so Missy and I went to college together. We are old friends, and we started the farm together 13 years ago and rented some land from Dana and Mary Snyder, who are 90-some-odd years old each right now, and they are literally our oldest friends and have supported us.
That's why they call it Old Friends Farm, though. Makes a lot of sense. Casey Steinberg from Old Friends Farm in Amherst, growing ginger, curing what ails me with this Old Friends Farm ginger syrup, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Benefit for CESA, Sunday, Clarkdale, another farmer who likes to give back to his community, yes. Ben Clark. It's the Cider Run 12K.
12K, Monty.
Not just a 5K for people. 12K.
If you want to be in shape
at Clarkdale.
If you want to be in shape for Monty's March, you should be running this thing.
No. If I want to be in shape for the march, I should just take it easy for a little while.
And drink ginger syrup.
Maybe I'll go to the run, try to steal some apples from Clarkdale, and then make off in my Mercedes. But you can come and support CESA at Clarkdale this Sunday and find out more at buylocalfood.org.